Day 42, when illness wakes you, how surrender transforms suffering into strength. When you hear the word surrender in the context of illness, it's easy to imagine someone lying in bed, giving up, and fading quietly into the background of life. That's not surrender, that's defeat. True surrender doesn't mean you give up on healing. It means you stop fighting reality and start facing it with fierce clarity and peace. Here's the deal. Illness is part of your life situation, not your life. Your life situation includes your body, your past, your diagnosis, your test results, but life, the you beyond your name, history, and biology, exists right here, right now. It doesn't live in labels like cancer or chronic. It's not trapped in timelines or outcomes. Life is deeper than that. Surrender means dropping into that level of awareness. When you're ill, your mind races to interpret what's happening. This is terrible. This shouldn't be happening. What if it gets worse? That's resistance. And resistance adds mental suffering on top of physical pain. Surrender is the act of turning toward the experience, not the label. You feel the pain, the discomfort, maybe even the fear, but you don't feed it with stories. You let the now strip you of illusions, and in that exposure, a kind of sacred clarity arises. Think of it like this. A mirror can't change what it reflects, but how you relate to the image in the mirror changes everything. Attack the reflection and it fights back. Accept it fully and it softens. This is what surrender does. It doesn't necessarily heal the illness, but it heals you. And often as you shift, your external world shifts too. Not as a guarantee, but as a natural echo of inner peace. That doesn't mean you shouldn't seek treatment, try new therapies, or hope and pray for health. It just means you stop treating the illness as your identity. Because when the mind fuses with the diagnosis, you begin to protect it like it's part of who you are. That's when even hope starts to hurt, because hope becomes resistance in disguise. Some of the deepest awakenings come wrapped in suffering. Illness, loss, or impending death can crack open the ego's shell and let light pour in. But it's not automatic. For some, suffering only hardens the walls. For others, it breaks them down. The difference is surrender. One moment of complete acceptance in the face of the unacceptable, and something ancient in you awakens. You don't have to be happy about being sick. No one's asking you to throw a party for your pain, but you can let it lead you into the present moment, where a quiet, unshakable peace lives beneath even the worst conditions. That peace isn't a mood, it's a knowing, a lived realization that no matter what happens to your body, there is a you that illness cannot touch. And once you've touched that part of yourself, you realize you're not at the mercy of life. You are the awareness through which life moves. The illness isn't you. The suffering isn't you. You are the space around it all. That's not giving up. That's waking up.